You're listening to The Grease Man Show on 94 WYSP Philadelphia.
Into the action. Hi, it's the Grease Man Show. You made it through. What's cooking?
Grease Man.
Yes.
Hi, how you doing tonight?
Fine.
What's going on? You loving life tonight?
Yeah, man, I'm always loving life.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you a question, Grease. Are you into sports at all, like baseball? You like the Yankees or the Mets?
I'll be honest with you. I tend to lean toward the Mets because my Uncle Hank was always saying, the Mets, well, I remember when the Mets first started, don't hit the geese alarm on me. And we were all big Met fans, you know, and they were in the cellar every year after year after year after year. I tell you, when they won the series for the first time, I had tears rolling down my cheeks. You know what I like baseball, though, now that I'm... I follow football a little more carefully, but baseball is so relaxing. When you got baseball on the TV set, it's a warm summer day, and you're just lying there. I find that they just lull me off to sleep, you know?
No.
I listen to those guys. No, I like to watch it, but, I mean, during the middle of the season when, you know, you can lose 10 games in a row and still win the World Series.
Yeah, too much.
You know, I'm lying there, and I'm watching it, and... I put on and just hear the sound of Tony Kubek, and I'm like...
Oh, forget about it. Tony Kubek.
Not saying that they're bad announcers or anything.
It's
just baseball lulls me off into a blissful coma-like state.
What about the scooter? You like the scooter?
The scooter. Phil Rejet. Oh, man, but he's not doing it anymore, right? I see these money store spots he's doing. But.
Well, he's kind of out of the money store right now, but I hope he comes back to Channel 11 to do the Yankees.
Yeah, man. All right, thanks.
Thanks a lot, Grease.
Appreciate it. Hi, you made it through.
Hey, Grease, how you doing?
Fine.
Yeah, I want to ask you a question. Have you ever been, like, invited to be on a talk show or anything like that?
Yes.
Which one?
Oprah.
Oprah?
Yeah.
Did you go on?
No.
You didn't?
Because they were going to do a whole thing on, you know, there was going to be a bunch of DJs there, and they were, you know, they wanted us to get into a fight or an argument, or they wanted to do some horrible thing about shock radio. I don't believe that I am a shock jock. I am shocked that people would think of me as a shock jock. I tell stories. I do nothing like the alleged shock jocks do, so I was not going to be a part of that.
Yeah, they should just take a whole show to you, man. You're just awesome.
And then Jerry Springer, I think. When I do a show, it'll be a show where someone wants me to come on and do my thing. Get on there and tell jokes, flop stories. I'm not going to get on there and get in some panel discussion about radio. Where's it headed? Direction for the 90s. Grease Man, you're up. I mean, who needs that? Who needs it? There comes a time in your life when you got to say, who needs it? And I mean, I might do some variety show if I get asked to get out there and tell some jokes and weave some tales and that kind of thing, but I'm certainly not going to get involved in a disc jockey slug fest. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right. Hello. You made it through. Hey, what do we call ourselves nowadays? We're playing minimal discs. Are we disc jockeys? And I have to put that down in the job description whenever I buy anything or take a loan. I don't know what to put. Raconteur? Hi, you made it through. It's Grease. DJ.
Hey,
hello. Sounds like you think of weddings. And yes, hello.
Hey, Grease, how you doing?
What's up?
How's it going, buddy?
Very well.
Good, good.
What can I do for him?
Wacko in Texas. He nuts or what?
He's nuts. The guy's nuts.
Unbelievable.
$2 million. $2 million a day we got cops around in the place. I say, let's go in. Now, I was reading a big thing in the paper today. They say, today's modern negotiator realizes the time is on their side. Sooner or later, they'll run out of supplies. They'll run out of patience. The negotiator has a limitless supply and patience. Hey, I'm out of patience already, and I'm not even there. I want to see him roll one of them tanks down the door. They want firepower. We'll show them firepower. Let's get in there. It's already costing me $2 million a day as a taxpayer. You know how many Bavarian cream donuts that is for those FBI guys standing around there waiting? I mean, they may have canned goods in there, sea rations. Who knows what they got in there? They may have spent years and months drying beef jerky. We can't let this go on. I mean, the guy's under no pressure. He's hobbling 30, 40 women in there. From like 12 to 60. He's zapping all these dames. Hey, another day in paradise for him. Everybody says, the pressure is really on the Branch Davidians. As this hostage crisis continues on, the pressure must really be on. Hey, he ain't under any pressure. He's in there. Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? He watches the news. The FBI has vowed that they will not have any further violence. So he's in there going on with his life, having a veritable orgy in there, while we, the taxpayers, have to pay $2 million a day.
Unbelievable.
I say, let's fire up that Bradley vehicle now. He says he's got something that can blow a Bradley 50 feet in the air. I say, let's take volunteers, see who's going to drive one down there, see if he's bluffing. Huh?
I'm with you.
I say, let's go. Come on, move out. We have things to do. All those officers could be doing other things. They're sitting there hanging around, one thumb in their mouth, one thumb in their tuchus, playing switch, waiting for this guy to do something. I say, let's go. Let's call his bluff. Let's go in there. Come on, let's go in.
Haven't they heard of tear gas?
Tear gas?
Yeah. Shoot some tear gas in there.
I think they must have the windows blocked. They couldn't tear gas. My God.
They'd be coming all out.
Well, I don't know. I don't think they can get it in there. I mean, they must have thought of that. I just hope they're still in there. I mean, this guy has got all these weapons and stuff he shouldn't have had. He's got all these supplies laid in. Who's to say they haven't dug a tunnel? How long have they been in there? They've been in there 10 years or something like that. For all I know, there's a tunnel in there. They could all be in Atlantic City right now. Maybe there's just a tape recorder in there up by the telephone. They'll kick the door down and be like, hello? Any Brad Davidians around? Hello? Place will be empty. Tumbleweeds blowing through there. Actually, let's go in. Or at least like we did with Noriega. Play some loud music, drive them nuts, you know? Just boom it in there. Make them crazy. Day, night. Instead of this guy, David Koresh, is like, stop it, won't come out. But wait a minute. He is a hard rocker. I take that back. No, he'd like it. They'd all start dancing. Now, let's play something that a hard rocker probably wouldn't like. Something that would annoy the heck out of him. Something that would have him completely out of his skull. Think about that. Now, what kind of music could we play that would have Koresh completely out of his mind, man? I bet you I could find something. Maybe I ought to go there. What the heck? With this satellite, I can broadcast from anywhere. I had to go there and cover the Waco Wacko. And maybe I ought to stand there, covered from head to toe in Kevlar, ready to tell the guy, maybe sing him some song that's so silly. Now, when he heard it, it would drive him crazy. Maybe something like this.
Hey, compadre.
That's it, buddy.
Ci vuol suonare.
Do you know?
Chi si suona un friscaletto.
How a flute sound.
E come si suona un friscaletto.
Hey, how's the flute sound?
Un friscaletto tippiti tippitita.
Very clever.
Hey, compadre. Ci vuol suonare. Chi si suona un saxofone.
A saxophone, how's that?
E come si suona un saxofone.
Thank you, buddy.
Tu, un saxofone.
Hey, I think I got the hang of this. Hey, compadre, ci vuol suonare. E si suona di breca window. E come si suona di breca window. A pling, a pling, di breca window. Tu, saxophone. U friscalette, tippity. Hey, compadre, ci vuol suonare. E si suona. Rattling adenoids. Hey, come si suona. Them rattling adenoids. Rattling adenoids. The break a wind. To saxophone. The fresh galette. The jibbity jibbity jab. Think this should drive Koresh out of his skull? Hey, compadre. Ci vuol suonare. E si suona. Shim hacking lungers, my goes is on. Hacking those lungers, hacking lungers, rattling at noise. The break a wind to saxophone. A fresh skelet, the jippity jippity jump. I think this will have Koresh climbing the walls over there. Hey, compadre, ci vuol suonare. E si suona, spitting pubes. Hey, come si suona, spitting pubes. Spitting pubes. Adenoids rattling. The break a window. Hocking a lung or to saxophone. The fresh skelet. He'll come out with his hands up. Or he'll leap off that tower. Tippity tippity. Tippity tippity down. Look, there he is. He's surrendering already.
The Grease Man Show.